the May 24, 2016 meeting of the Gary Township Board of Supervisors. And if everyone can please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic which stands one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Tim, may I please have the roll call? Thanks. Sorry.
Mr. Foley.
Here.
Ms. Court.
Here.
Mr. Engel.
Here.
Mr. Weir.
Here.
Chairman Moore.
Here.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. I would like to announce that the Board of Supervisors met in executive session before tonight's meeting to discuss land and legal issues. I also would like to remind individuals in attendance that all public sessions of the Township of Derry Board of Supervisors are recorded for the purpose of creating accurate minutes. Speakers are we're going to move into visitor public comments at this point. At this time, if anybody wishes to address the Board of Supervisors, I invite them to come to the podium, introduce themselves by stating their name and their address. And if anybody would please limit their comments to 3 minutes or less, it would be greatly appreciated. Seeing none, we'll move on to approval of the minutes for the May 10th, 2016 meeting. Do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Foley.
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Engel. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? And the minutes are approved unanimously. We are going to table the presentation of awards from the Derry Township Police Department, as indicated on agenda items A1, and move on to agenda item B1 and 2, consideration of the Derry Township bond refinancing opportunity. Mr. Nagley.
Mr. Fidelli will make a presentation.
Thank you. Fidelli, please.
Thank you.
Good evening. Tonight we have a refinancing opportunity that's actually the township's own debt. The last couple of times we've been here, we have been talking about refinancing opportunities that the municipal authority had. But this one is a refinancing of the township's 2011 A bonds. And at the top of page one, we've put a short summary together for you on this opportunity. There are $4,395,000 of the 2011 A bonds outstanding. Their interest rates range from 2% to 3.5%. The call date is coming up this fall. It's November 15th of 2016. So these bonds, because of the history that they had refunded something before that, we were not able to advance refund these or refund them prior to this call date. So it's why we had to wait on this opportunity. We're now getting within the window where we would be able to refinance them. Final maturity date on these bonds is 2024, and the proposed new issue would be a traditional refinancing like we've done, no extension of the debt, simply just going from those higher interest rates of 2 to 3.5% to today's lower interest rates. The projected net savings right now is about $125,000 to the township. That's net of cost of the transaction. And due to the structure of this issue, as well as some of the issues that we've already done, the DTMA issue, as well as a potential issue that we might be doing at the ICDA, as we're looking at some debt restructuring there, and some of the things that we do at the ICDA, the way the debt flows for these bank qualification tests, that flows basically up and counts towards the township's annual allocation. So we've reviewed all of this with your bond counsel. We've had a couple of calls to make sure that we're doing everything that fits the test so that all of these issues are bank qualified, which means you get the lower interest rate. So in order to do that, we basically have to take the savings spread over a five-year period. So that $125,000 of savings would not just be a one-time savings next year, it would be about $25,000 reduction in the debt service payments on this issue over the next 5 years. No extension of the debt, as I mentioned, and the bank qualification is important. We were able to do the note earlier this year that the township issued on behalf of the municipal authority. we're able to fit that into the bank qualified rules, so that issue was done at the lowest rates. This issue, after our review with bond counsel earlier this week, they have signed off that we would be able to do this bank qualified, and we would still have eligibility for some of the potential refinancings that we're looking at the ICDA that would happen this year, for those to actually be done bank qualified at the lower rate. So it's important that we structure the savings this way to preserve what we've already done on that DTMA issue, to make this bank qualified and to save some bank qualified eligibility for the ICDA potential issues. Financing schedule would be, if you authorize the team to proceed, tonight we would just be getting started in terms of preparing for a credit rating, putting an official statement together, so we'd certainly need to be working with the administration over the next 60 days to pull all of that information together. We would envision probably coming back at one of your meetings in July to actually have your, that's when you would actually be voting to incur the debt. This is just an authorization tonight for the team to start putting everything together. So we would be back with final interest rate, with a better estimate of the savings in a couple of months. And then the earliest we can close is actually August 15th. So we have to have closing after August 15th so that we're within 90 days of that November 15th call date. So this is the township's only opportunity here this calendar year in terms of any bonds coming up for refinancing. This is it. So I would be happy to answer any questions.
Well, one of the issues for, I think, the board's consideration is whether or not we want to establish a minimal amount of savings in order to proceed with this, such as we'll be willing to proceed if the cost savings are, say, $100,000, something to that effect, and whether or not that's reasonable or not. I think it would be. In terms of any motion to proceed,
and I would certainly recommend that's what we've always done in the past,
right,
is set a pretty substantial target that we would only be moving forward if we were above that.
Yeah.
Obviously, there's some talk of interest rates maybe rising here over the next couple of months, depending on what the Fed does. So we'll certainly have to watch that and its impact on these interest rates.
Right.
But certainly a target of $100,000 or greater, I think, would be a good decision.
Lou, any idea what the issuance costs will be, or round figure, what they will be?
I think all told, they're probably in the $75,000 ballpark.
So the savings that will enter to the benefit of the township is going to be net?
Correct.
Costs, expenses, and things like that?
Yes.
Okay. Any comments? None? Do I have a motion that the Board of Supervisors authorize the administration to work with RBC Capital Markets as bond underwriter and McNeese Wallace and Nurek LLC as bond counsel to prepare the necessary documentation for refinancing the township's general obligation notes, series 2011A, the minimum amount of savings for the transaction to proceed as $100,000?
So moved.
I'll second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? And that authorization, Mr. Dingley, is granted unanimously. Thank you, Mr.
Thank you.
Item C, 1 through 5, consideration to accept a proposal from the PFM Group to provide professional and related financial services for long-term financial planning for Derry Township. Mr. Dingley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The Township is seeking support in developing a multi-year capital improvement plan that would allow my strategy for funding and executing projects over the next several years. The Township interviewed three firms for its service, and the PFM Group is the preferred submitter. The scope of service for PFM Group provides support and financial advice that will guide the Township as projects are considered. Scott Shearer is here from PFM Group. We'll answer any questions you might have. The scope is attached to your packet. The budget impact is not to exceed $20,000.
Thank you, Mr. Nagley. Does any board member have any thoughts or comments or any questions for Mr. Shearer? Hearing none, go ahead.
I'll just offer the comment that, you know, assuming we approve this tonight, looking forward to moving forward. Really glad that Jim reached out to you and enjoyed the presentation, and I'm excited for what this process, the knowledge of this process is going to bring.
What's the, if you don't mind telling what the timeframe looks like?
Timeframe? We're ready to get going right away. So if you would have moved this favorably this evening, I think we'd get working, you know, probably start internally later this week and probably be in touch in with the township early next week and get things moving. We have a 6 to 8 week timeframe in there, so yeah, we're ready to go ASAP.
Great.
Again, we're very pleased to be able to submit this proposal to you, so thank you again for that.
Yeah, this is going to get us where we need to be, Matt, with preparing for the budget for the rec center, and so it's an important step. Thanks.
Thank you, Scott.
Thank you.
Do I have a motion that the township manager execute an agreement from the PFM Group to provide professional and related financial services for long-term financial planning for the township?
So moved. Second.
Moved by Mr. Engel, seconded by Mr. Foley. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? And that authorization is granted unanimously. Turning to item D1 for 13, authorization for the chairman of the board of supervisors to execute a grant agreement for the Dauphin County Global Share Municipal Grant Program for Gemma's Angels. Mr. Nagle.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Gemma's Angels applied for was fortunate enough to be recipient of $20,000 in grant money derived from the Pennsylvania Racehorse Development Gaming Act. These funds are specifically marked to support that program in order to see these funds in township benefits to this agreement. These are similar to the other agreements I had passed previous meeting. It's just got a little late.
Thank you. Any thoughts or comments? Hearing none, do I have a motion to authorize chairman or board of supervisors to execute a grant agreement for the Dauphin County Local Share Municipal Grant Program for Gemma's Angels? So moved. Moved by Mr. Foley. Seconded by Mr. Weir. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? And that authorization is granted unanimously. Item E1 through 4, consideration of the release of a portion of the performance security for the preliminary final land development plan for the Pennsylvania State Police Historical, Educational, and Memorial Center plat number 1241. Mr. Emmer, is this housekeeping measure?
That one is, yes.
Very well. All those in favor?
Aye.
Our motion, excuse me.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Foley, seconded. By Ms. Court, all those in favor?
Aye.
And that is approved unanimously. F1 through 2, consideration of acceptance of replacement performance security and release of original performance security for the preliminary subdivision and land development plan for 515, 555, and 565 East Chocolate Avenue, and final subdivision and land development plan for Phase 1, Lot 1, Plat 1254. Mr. Trevor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is very close to ordinary business with the exception of, in this case, the developer posted the bond to record the plan. Now the actual developer of the hotel is going to secure the bond. So this is a swap of bonds. We don't do it often, but it's just who's holding the money. I'm recommending the
approval. So moved. Second. Moved by Mr. Foley, seconded by Mr. Weir. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed, and that waiver is hereby approved unanimously. Item G1 through 6, consideration of the release of the remaining balance of security for the preliminary final land development plan of Lot A2 for William Fisher and Soraya Sami, plot number 1181. Mr. Emmer.
So this one's a little odd as well. At the November 25th, 2014 meeting, the Board of Supervisors took action to release the remaining portion of this performance security. However, it was conditioned upon the developer providing a maintenance security for public improvements of $126. The developer never provided the $126, which would have been retained for 18 months. At the end of the 18-month period, we again sent HRG out to inspect. They determined that even the 18-month bonding could be released. So in this case, we're looking to release all of the security, including the maintenance, seeing how they've survived the maintenance period, provided that the developer reimbursed the township for HRG's inspection.
And the amount of the release is at $8,873 and 98 cents.
That's correct.
Okay.
With the condition that the township's reimbursed for HRG's inspection.
Do I have a motion to authorize the release of the remaining balance with the provision cited by Mr. Moran? So moved by Mr. Weir, seconded by Mr. Foley. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? And that authorization is granted unanimously. We now come to the portion of our meeting in which I ask the Susan, any correspondence or board or committee information you'd like to share?
No correspondence. Participated in the design advisory board meeting this week, and I had two other board meetings that were canceled, Texas Association and also Rec Center State Board meeting. I just wanted to send out a congratulations to the Downtown Hershey Association and all the volunteers who worked so hard to put together our nut chocolate and also our first market, farmers market on chocolate, and wish them lots of luck in the coming season. And I wasn't here last 2 weeks ago because I was away on business, so I didn't get a chance to also congratulate everyone involved with Kiss Hershey Back, another wonderful community event, and it was great to play a small part in that.
Thank you, Susan. Matt, any correspondence or board committee information?
Yes, I attended the library board meeting, and the library is looking really good with the furniture and everything. Putting out a call for more volunteers for the Friends of the Hershey Public Library. We did not have a stormwater authority meeting since the last board meeting, but I'm sure that the people involved are working diligently to come up with procedures for how we're going to proceed with that process.
Thank you, Matt. And I would like to echo Mr. Weir's comments. One of the reasons why our library is as fantastic as it is because of the strength of the volunteer work that is done by the Friends and the Endowment Trust. And so I too would like to reiterate the call for any members of Darien Township who feel as strongly as the Board of Supervisors do about the quality of our library, who would be willing to volunteer their services as a member of the Friends. That would be greatly appreciated to continue to enable our library to serve all of our residents at the high level that it currently serves them. So, Mr. Foley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. A few items, probably the most, not the most prominent, but one of the larger aspects that what we do is transportation. There's quite a few projects going on in the township right now. One in particular, Park Boulevard, I had the privilege of driving, walking, and up and down the hills and the cut roads with our Director of Public Works, Mr. Clark, as we look at the new bridge project and met with those job site superintendents and also with our engineers there to work through that. In addition to that, with Township Manager Mr. Nagley and my colleague Mr. Engel, as we try to just continue to push that process along. It is a rather sizable project, complicated, involving a number of different entities, so we continue to work on that. In addition, attended the most recent ICDA meeting and addressed just the ongoing projects that we have. In particular, for me, the fire station project, and in addition to that, one of the subcommittees, if you will, had various meetings with leaders of our community with regard to just continuing to press for the capital campaign and the work associated with that. In addition to that project, met with representatives from the Hershey Trust as it relates to the parking lot to the west of the new fire station. So we continue to work on those projects without fail. Beyond that, my colleague Mr. Weir and I have met with Jay Franklin with regard to the solar and energy initiative that we've had going on in the township, or at least exploring for a number of months. While this did not necessarily make the agenda, it was one of those directives, if you will, that the board had charged Mr. Franklin and Township Manager with pursuing and investigating that initiative. One of the next steps in that is going to be power purchase agreement, which Mr. Franklin has provided to us. And I would suggest, obviously I forwarded that to all the members. I at this point, am making a motion that we charge the township manager with executing that and proceeding with Mr. Franklin on that. He is here in the room, so if we have questions and want to discuss that, I would offer Mr. Franklin up for a Q&A, if you will. And that would be subject to... I kind of got into some other things. It should be, the motion would be subject to legal review of the pertinent documents and approval.
Mr. Yost doesn't have a chance to look at it.
He has, so. Mr. Franklin?
Yes. Sorry, I had some printer issues sometimes. I thought I was expecting questions. Okay, so the next step in the getting the final project together, we wanted to make sure we had some issues worked out with zoning and with facilities as well. So we plan to have that ready for next month. But one of the savings measures we're using is actually the procurement of the energy itself. And right now we have an issue where rates are starting to climb. We have a couple issues with summer coming up and summer travel rates naturally go up. We also had some issues with the Canadian fires. Also, believe it or not, terrorism in Nigeria, which knocked out 50% of their production, has caused rates to start to climb up. So any more that we wait to approve the final project, we're just going to lose that delta. Again, we're losing that. We're using that, what you would pay if you didn't do anything, to what you could pay. We're using some of that delta to cover some of the infrastructure repairs. So as rates go up, as every day the rates are going up. Not a huge amount, but they are climbing up, so we're losing that delta. So we wanted to get something in front of the township to say, hey, can we lock in the rate, allow us to lock in the rate when we find that the rate is what we find to be the best rate. It might be tomorrow, it might be in 2 weeks, but we watch the market. Having that flexibility is probably the most important thing when buying energy. So we're not stuck on, we have to get a price Friday so that, and then have them hold it until Tuesday, when Tuesday may be the best time to buy energy. We just want to be able to lock it in then. Contract, I wrote it in there, you can void the contract anytime up to when we buy the energy. Obviously, if we enter the township into procurement of energy, you can't void the contract afterwards. Questions?
Could you move that computer over? You're making me very nervous.
Yes.
Any thoughts or comments for Mr. Franklin?
Jay, this is a three-pronged approach, right? The procurement of the energy is the first step. And then conservation measures to update the equipment to conserve energy is the second step, right?
Yeah, and I wouldn't say one's the first or the second, but this is the one that if we don't do now, we're going to lose a lot of opportunity. In other words, if we have our final presentation, let's say in June, the ECMs and stuff, that all doesn't change. How much energy we save, how much solar we produce, how much capacity and transmission we knock off your bill, that doesn't change. This was very urgent to get out. So I wouldn't say it's, by necessity, it's the first step, but it's one of the cogs that we're using.
Any other thoughts or comments? Mr. Foley, do we have a motion?
I made the motion.
Second?
I'll second.
Seconded by Mr. Weir. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? Authorization is granted unanimously. Thank you, Mr. Franklin.
Now, too used to our school, I almost said aye when those just used to our school for me. Thank you.
Very well. Justin.
Nothing, Mr. Chairman. Thanks.
Mr. Nagel. If we could then start with a report from our police chief, Carl.
Don't really have anything except for the upcoming Memorial Day holiday weekend. We just urge everybody to drive safely. Obviously, it's one of our enforcement weekends where we'll be doing a lot of DUI enforcement because of the holidays. So you'll see our officers out there, of course.
Sure. Gord, before we pass the mic over, I'm sure many residents have recognized the same thing, but it seems like, in particular, that crosswalk on Chocolate Avenue across from Brickers, that drivers don't often pay attention to that. And I mentioned it to the board members during our executive session, and I don't know if you could maybe just give that a little extra attention in terms of enforcement, and maybe there's some other measures we could look into in terms of making it more prominent so that there's no mistaking that that's a crosswalk. But if there's time in your schedule to give that a look, I think especially with school letting out and just the weather finally changing and being nice again, we're going to have additional pedestrians, and I'd like to make sure they get across safely.
Yeah, we can do that. So we do have like one or two officers that make that a point of theirs during their travels, but I can make it a selective area that we can do a little bit more enforcement in the coming days. Yeah.
Every time I drive down there, especially people heading westbound, tend to not pay attention.
It's a difficult crosswalk. There's a lot of different factors in there. Even though it's at an intersection, it's technically kind of a mid-block crosswalk, which is a little bit more difficult. Obviously, that is the entrance into town, and with tourism, and people not being familiar with the area, they're more intent on looking around, trying to see where they're at, trying to get the different locations, and we'll miss the fact that the crosswalk there. So there's a lot of different factors involved at that location when you don't have a traffic signal or something to help them out. So, but we do select enforcement there periodically, and try to, we've done some plainclothes details. Unfortunately, I haven't been hit yet, so. But we do some other details there also to try to do some enforcement.
Thank you.
Thanks for paying a little extra attention to that area.
Yeah,
appreciate it. Fire department.
We're still probably in the process of doing our fundraising, keeping that going. We're still doing tours. We have a lot of people stopping in. More than happy to take anyone on the tours. Very proud of the building. And we'll be participating in a Memorial Day parade this weekend.
Thank you. Public Works.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Public Works is busy, obviously, getting ready for the weekend with the Memorial Day parade and getting the rec center ready, and taking advantage of a couple days we're having without any rain.
Hurry.
So, get caught up on some things. And other than that, there's nothing really special that I have to report.
Thank you. Library?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The library has made some obvious changes out in the front, and on June the 5th, the Endowment Trust and the Friends will be hosting an open house at the library to show off all the new furniture, and as well as the RFID system, which is our new security and checkout system that we're using. We'll be showing that off on that date as well. But behind the scenes, I wanted to let you know as well, we've recently installed a new compressor in our HVAC system. We have new batteries in our uninterruptible power system, and a new capacitor is soon to be installed there. And I've also been in conversation with the same company that's done the cards for the other administrative buildings, so that our staff also has the same kind of, not a key, but a card that'll let us into the building. So behind the scenes, we're working hard, and we invite everyone to attend on June the 5th. Thank you.
And I understand the Hershey Rotary was a little active in the library.
Hershey Rotary came in and did some work the other night and helped us to put books in order on the shelves. Thank you, Mark.
Yes, absolutely. Cheryl.
Thank you. I just want to make the board aware that Hamilton and Musser, our financial auditors, were in last week. All went well, and we expect to have our audited financial statements by June 30th.
Fantastic. Thank you. Matt, Parks and Rec.
Yep. This past Saturday, despite the rain, we had over 125 kids come out to the pond to the fishing derby. Very well attended, and just another great community event out at Bullfront Valley Park. As the other folks have mentioned, our summer season begins this weekend. The outdoor pool opens at 12:30 on Saturday. And in addition to that, on Monday, Memorial Day, 10 o'clock, we will be kicking off the Memorial Day parade. That will leave the Recreation Center parking lot, go north on Coco, and left on Elm, make a right on Ridge, right on Chocolate, and back Coco to the Recreation Center. Immediately following the parade, our Memorial Day ceremony will commence at the War Memorial in front of the Recreation Recreation Center at approximately 11:30 or whenever the parade clears the parking lot. So for anyone that hasn't attended the ceremony, it is it's a great tribute, and I would recommend coming by and spending an hour with us at the Recreation Center on Memorial Day morning. So thank you.
Thank you, Matt. Chris?
Nothing this evening. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
HRJ?
We have no report here.
Nothing to report. Any questions, any comments from the great HRJ manager?
Look at all the time they gave you.
Floor's all yours.
I want to make you aware that on May 4th, our draft zoning ordinance was posted on our website. It's out for public consumption. June 2nd, it'll be presented at the Planning Commission meeting for both their comments and that of the public that may attend that meeting. We're tentatively scheduling a meeting somewhere towards the end of June to talk about maybe the master plan and the overlays. That's starting to gel together. We'll keep you posted as things work on that. Our foreclosed property registration went live on April 13th. We presently have 6 properties registered. It looks like we have 39 foreclosed properties in the township at present, which is not too bad, all things considered. There's a court case scheduled with our friend on Hockersville Road coming up by the end of June. On the official map that we had gotten a grant from county planning for, the mapping itself is nearing completion. That mapping, that grant came with providing us ArcGIS for community development. That software was just installed this week. Training is forthcoming for that. We're looking at probably taking the official map to the Planning Commission in July and to the Board of Supervisors for a hearing sometime in August. For a comp plan, Environmental Plan and Design had contacted me yesterday by voicemail, and I haven't reconnected with them. But they would like to enter our comp plan in the PA Chapter 2016 Planning Awards for the Daniel Burnham Award. I don't think anybody would have any opposition to that, although I haven't gotten all the details yet. I believe that this year's conference is going to be in Allentown in the middle of October.
That's our comp plan?
That's our comp plan. This morning when we talked to
said
Tony.
Like
right.
I think it'd be nice
to get recognition for all
to enter it in. I'm happy to report that this week we've secured a part-time secretary, which was in this year's budget. She'll be starting the Tuesday after the holiday. And we're in the final stretches of bringing on a qualified code person. And by that, I think Jim signed the letter today. Offering the position. And in last month, we issued 39 building permits, 42 zoning permits, we did eight stormwater inspections, 157 building code inspections, and 26 property maintenance zoning violations, and that's being down a person. So Darren was very, very busy, as is the rest of the staff. That's all I have.
Thank you, Chuck. And June 2nd is the Planning Commission meeting.
June 2nd.
Okay, excellent. Anything for Chuck? Lauren?
I have a couple of things tonight. First, on the Downtown Hershey Association side, we are in full swing with our event season. Susan mentioned Art on Chocolate. We are very pleased with the turnout despite the weather, and a big thank you to Chief and the Police Department for their help with the event, Public Works and Matt as well. Thank you for all of your assistance. Our farmers market kicked off a little wet last weekend. Thanks to the fire department for your partnership and letting us use a portion of the lot adjacent to your building for that. We're really looking forward to the new location being adjacent to the park and some of the programming opportunities that we have there. Our first Music on Chocolate is gonna be before the next supervisors meeting, so I just wanted to make you aware of that. It's gonna be June 11th in Chocolate Town Square from 7 to 10. We have a DHA board meeting coming up on June 8th. Those meetings are open to the public. This meeting is going to be at the fire station, and they'll be giving people that are attending a tour at 5:30, followed by the meeting at 6. I actually won't be at the next supervisors meeting. Susan and I are going to be presenting at the Pennsylvania Downtown Center Conference session on economic development through partnerships specific to downtown. So really looking forward to that. That is actually Wednesday, and then I'll be attending the conference the day before.
Where is that?
In Allentown.
Exotic
Allentown. What's that?
Exotic Allentown, a road trip for us.
Right. And then on the township side, aside from the Downtown Hershey Association, just two quick things to put on your radar. Last year we had applied through the Commonwealth Financing Authority's Greenways, Trails, and Recreation Program for some improvements to Chocolatown Square. The applications for this year are due at the end of June, and they anticipate a September decision. That's their typical schedule. They still haven't announced from last year, but my understanding is that the applications are to be acted on at the June 13th board meeting. That program in particular is incredibly competitive. We have an application pretty much packaged, so you know, I would like to look into resubmitting in the event that the application isn't funded, and working towards that, since there isn't much time between when they're supposed to announce and when they would be due again. That would require the board to pass a resolution later in June than at your second June meeting. Also, the Commonwealth Financing Authority also has a multimodal transportation fund program. We currently have an application in through the PennDOT multimodal transportation. This is a separate application, separate pot of money through the CFA. Those applications are due at the end of July, and I'd like to work with the transportation liaisons and the township manager and community development planner to look into that application as well.
Thank you, Lauren.
Sure.
Any thoughts or comments for Lauren?
No, we're on the multimodal, and on multimodal, right?
No word.
Okay.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you, Lauren. Jim?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Can I have a motion to approve accounts payable in the amount of $838,182.52 and payroll in the amount of $305,524.03?
Mm-hmm.
Moved by Ms. Cord, seconded by Mr. Foley. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? And accounts payable and payroll is hereby authorized unanimously. Lauren, you don't need any approvals for anything tonight, do you?
No, just a lot of words. So.
Very well. At this time, I'd like to invite the second visitor and public comments section. And if anybody has any public comments that they would like to make or address the board supervisors, please come to the podium and identify yourself by name and your address, and please limit your comments to 3 minutes or less.
Jack Storm, Hillview Lane. I just want to congratulate this group. I've had an opportunity to get to know some of you folks a little bit better, some people for an awful long time. And as we're working together on a lot of the things that are taking place in this township, and as I sit here and watch this organization work together, you folks should be really commended. I'm sorry that I'm not complaining about it.
That's okay. That's fantastic. Somebody take notes.
Can we have this air?
Yes, you guys. I think a lot of people have to realize that you guys have lives beyond this building. Sometimes you don't. But I really appreciate, as I have in my retirement world, starting to get involved in some of the aspects of the township. I'm amazed. I'm amazed and very appreciative of living in this township and what you folks do to keep it moving along. So, congratulations.
Thank you, Jeff. Anyone else? Hearing none, I will entertain a motion to adjourn. Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? And this meeting is hereby adjourned. Thank you.